Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight, live here in Austin, and we have live from England, Paul Joseph Watson. And we've been talking about the Bundy Ranch standoff, but there's other things, other flashpoints in the world as well, aren't there, Paul? Cover some of the cover what's going on in the Ukraine, because you've been covering that more closely than I have. I've been so embedded in this story, I haven't really followed the latest updates that are happening there. Go ahead.
Well, of course, pro-Russian Ukrainians have seized government buildings in eastern Ukraine. And basically, we've seen a mass marketing campaign on behalf of the media trying to sell World War III. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing called Godwin's Law, which is that as soon as you compare something to the Nazis, you lose the argument. Yet we've had Western media accusing pro-Russian protesters in eastern Ukraine of circulating a letter demanding that Ukrainian Jews be registered, obviously a chilling flashback to the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. It turns out it's completely fake. Jewish advocacy groups have said it's fake. The man whose signature appeared on the alleged letter says that it's completely fake. He never put his signature to the letter. And yet the mass media reported this yesterday as if it was gospel fact. There have been no retractions whatsoever. So they tried to portray the pro-Russian demonstrators as neo-Nazis, when in fact it was the Kiev puppet government that was installed with US help and with the aid of armed militant neo-Nazis. So completely ludicrous. They've launched another false flag hoax. It's been decimated once again. And you go back to the hypocrisy. You know, protesters occupying government buildings in Kiev is a good thing, but protesters occupying government buildings in eastern Ukraine is a bad thing.
Or protesters confronting BLM agents who are occupying land is a bad thing, right?
So it's exactly.
It's wherever they want to go.
Very selective, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But again, you know, using force against protesters in Kiev, that's a bad thing. But using force against protesters in eastern Ukraine is a good thing. And, you know, the U.S. nearly bombed Syria because the Assad government was using tanks, fighter jets and artillery against civilians. But that's exactly what Ukraine started to do this week, and they killed numerous protesters in the process. But again, the media said it was a sober, necessary act. So rampant hypocrisy once again. And it annoys me that whenever I read BBC or CNN, they constantly invoke, quote, Russian propaganda, as if Russia is the only country in the world that engages in propaganda. You know, the official U.S. ban on domestic propaganda, they ended that in June of last year. They openly said we're going to propagandize to our own citizens. So why do we never hear about American propaganda or NATO propaganda? You know, the mainstream media, do they want to insult the intelligence of their viewers to such a degree by pretending that only the Russians do propaganda?
Well, we've heard a lot of propaganda this week, haven't we, Paul? And that's what we've just been talking about, is how they've been propagandizing and trying to spin this narrative and spin what happened. I think it's very important what Alex Jones said earlier. He said, when they try something, we're going to be there. And we can't always be there with InfoWars. We were this time. But there are going to be people who are going to be there with their cameras, with their iPhones, and they're going to be streaming stuff up no matter what they try. And we've seen this over and over again. And that's one of the things I think was motivating people, was to see this mindless propaganda, to see the police state and the brutality that's happening typically in the cities, typically against minorities, and nothing happening about it. And that's essentially, people have to understand that's the broader principle, don't they, Paul?
Exactly. People need to understand that we can win. I mean, before the Bundy standoff, everybody was predicting, oh, what's the point? The BLM are just going to do what they want to do anyway. Well, no, they lost and we won. A major turning point in the liberty movement. And again, as he said, you know, when injustice becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. We saw that last weekend. The feds are scared about it. They're scared of these, quote, flash mobs that can activate and organize within 24 hours, basically. And it's a major threat to them.
Paul Joseph Watson from England, thank you for joining us. Thank you for breaking down the recent developments in the Ukraine. We're going to be back with more news, and we're going to take your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about what's going on in Ukraine. We're going to be covering some other news here as well, but before we move on from the Nevada Ranch stand down, because there's a lot of pushback here about who the aggressors are, who the terrorists are, who's breaking the law. This is a discussion we need to have. It's about much broader principles, much broader issues. We cannot allow them to divide us down by demographic sectors, pitting one group against another, whether it's about religion or about race or about economic status or about the city versus the country. Whatever. We've got to break down that kind of manipulation from the government and from the media, and we need to understand what the broader principles are that are involved here. Now, one person who really does understand that, that's been talking out about that a lot, is Andrew Napolitano, Judge Napolitano. And he had this to say on Fox News. Play this clip.
We've seen some heavy-handed tactics, you know, in fact, in terms of these raids, and then we've seen it, you know, at a more broad level in terms of the IRS, the DOJ going after reporters, the NSA spying on us. I mean, it's
starting
it's
to get the idea,
big government
Megan?
Run amok in the eyes of many.
It is the federal government thinking it is immune from the laws of the land, the laws of civility that govern the rest of us, even basic constitutional principles. There's a vast disconnect, not only between the federal government and people like Mr. Bundy. Remember, the government is the servant, not the master. That's in the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence. That's not a political statement. That's a value judgment in the American system.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Look,
he nailed it exactly. And let me read you this, some of the statements that were made by a federal judge in Nevada last summer. And this is a case that's been going on, very similar to Mr. Bundy's case. It's been going on, started in 1993, just like Mr. Bundy's case. And these are some of the things that he added. Now, this is the a case with a this is Judge Robert C. Jones, and it was the Hagee case, or Hagee case. It's H-A-G-E. I'm not sure exactly how they pronounce that. But he said this. He said, in the present case, the government's actions over the past two decades shock the conscience of the court. He said the government may not abuse its discretion in refusing to renew or in revoking a grazing privilege. This is a federal judge speaking last summer. He said, he went on to say, the government has abused its discretion in the present case through a series of actions designed to strip the estate, the Hagee estate, because this fellow had died, of its grazing permits, and ultimately to strip defendants of their ability to use their water rights. So you understand that what he's talking about is a government that is out of control, a government that is stripping people of their property rights when it is not in their authority to do so, their grazing rights, their water rights. That is what they were talking about. The Bundy family never said they owned the land. That's one of the simplest lies to dispel here. And as I mentioned before, in many places you'll buy property for your home and the mineral rights will not convey. And of course, there was a big fight about the mineral rights. We have pointed this out. We pointed it, broke the story last week, last Friday, that Harry Reid was very much involved in surface rights and solar rights and mineral rights. And there's been research around there to get gold and platinum as well as oil, but it was the mitigation rights so that they could go forward with these solar projects. It was sweetheart deals for the Chinese energy company, ENN. Harry Reid was involved in that. It was Harry Reid and his son who brokered a deal for that same Chinese energy company. And this is a done deal. Gave them 9,000 acres. Now, if you don't live in the country, you can't even imagine how big 9,000 acres is. Sold it to them for 10 cents on the dollar. 10 cents on the dollar. At the same time, they're telling the Bundy family and all the rest of the ranchers, there were like 53 ranchers there. Everyone's been driven out by these tactics. They reduced the size of their business by 90%. If you have a business, could you keep your business going if somebody just came in and by fiat cut it down to 90% tomorrow? If you're living off of a wage as a worker, what if somebody were to cut your salary by 90% tomorrow? What would that do to you? Well, it's put everybody out of business. Cliven Bundy hung on. He was the only one who was able to hang on. But that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about broad things. We're talking about property rights in general. We're talking about civil liberties in general. We're talking about corrupt politicians who are doing insider trading using their sons. And he has several sons that are involved in this lobbyist group. It's not just Rory. He's even got a son-in-law. I think it's like three other sons besides him and a son-in-law involved in this law firm in Nevada that's doing sweetheart deals. And not just with the Chinese corporate capitalists. They're also doing it with other giant corporations. And they've already just broke ground on another solar project, First Solar. But there's solar projects all over that area, and they all want to use the Bundy Ranch as a kind of carbon tax credit, as a solar mitigation area. And they're using the same tactic that they always do, environmental species, water rights, and climate change. In this case, it's an endangered species that they're coming after, the desert tortoise. This is Agenda 21. And, you know, if Glenn Beck had read the book that he supposedly wrote, he would have seen this as Agenda 21 from the very beginning. He would have understood that this is the motivation behind what is happening, moving people off of the land, moving people off of the farms, the ranches, of the rural areas, moving people out of the suburban areas and into 200-square-foot homes in the city. We're talking about them cutting down the allotment of the Bundy family and the other ranchers down there by 90%. They want to cut down the size of your home by 90%. You're living in a 2,000-square-foot home, for example, they want everybody in a 200-square-foot home. And I'm saying it's a 90% reduction. Most people, if they got a single family home, it's probably 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. They want you living in something that is a tenth that size. That's where this is headed. That's what everybody needs to understand. I'll read you one more thing from Judge Jones. And he wrote that the government did not bring criminal misdemeanor trespass claims against this rancher, Hagee. This is a decision from last summer. It's a different case, but in the same area, same issues involved. They also came after him about trespassing. He said they didn't claim that he was criminally trespassing because the federal government believed that it could not satisfy the burden of proof in a criminal trespass action. As a previous criminal action against this rancher, E. Wayne Hagee, had been reversed in the Court of Appeals. Do you understand that? All this stuff about trespass cattle, all this stuff about who owns the land. It's not about who owns the land. It's about who owns the rights, the grazing rights, the water rights that were established there. It's also about saying that they did not have criminal trespass rights. They had lost that when they tried it against another rancher. So what did they do? They sent down, and let's get that clip from Rand Paul. They sent down an army of BLM agents who were pointing rifles at people all week, attacking people all week. And when protesters went down there to get the cattle that they had stolen, they were threatening to shoot the protesters. Let's play this comment from Rand Paul. He's talking about Harry Reid calling the peaceful protesters against the police state domestic terrorists.
And this is a real, I think, intellectual and constitutional and legal debate, but it shouldn't be about violence of arms. And I hope that the government will not be there in full arms and provoke a showdown and something terrible will happen. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, isn't that what the stage is being set for? And maybe because of what Senator Reid had just said, he not only called the Bundy family domestic terrorists, the supporters, the people who believe in whatever's going on out there, if they're on the Bundy side, they're domestic terrorists as well. Doesn't that sound like he's setting it up for maybe some more military action, maybe bringing some feds in there, maybe having this escalate?
Yeah, I don't know what will happen. All I know is from my perspective, I have a legal solution to this. I have a bill that I introduced last year, and I believe the senator from Nevada, Senator Heller, is a sponsor of this bill. This would give states more control over the land and more control over the Endangered Species Act. I would like to see the governor of Nevada and the state legislature of Nevada be in charge of trying to help preserve species, but also where cattlemen and ranchers needs. Nobody in Washington really knows anything about ranching or grazing of cattle or the long history that's gone on with this. We need to take this out of the hands of Washington, but let's have a rational debate without violence, without incitement on either side. But I have a bill that would actually fix this problem. It's been in the hopper for over a year. We should ask Senator Reid if he'll let me have a vote on it.
Absolutely. He understands the issue. He understands that we have out-of-control bureaucracies. There is nobody ever been on any ballot that I've seen from the Bureau of Land Management. I don't get a chance to vote for them, and yet they're writing laws. They're creating taxes. They're sending armies against us. We have swarms of officers who are eating out our people's substance. They have become abusive of our rights, and we have not only a right but a duty to alter or abolish governments like that. We have out-of-control alphabet agencies. Rand Paul has talked about this before. I hope that bill goes through. And that is something that's in the Constitution. That's another legal argument that we need to have. The Enclave Clause, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, says that the federal government will only have 10 square miles of the country, and that's for the District of Columbia, and whatever they need as forts and as arsenals, things like that. Clearly never designed to own millions of acres of land and do what they're doing with it, which is basically using it as their private fiefdoms, trading it off to giant corporations, to foreign governments, so that they can make money under the table. Now, let me read you one more thing, because there was a no-fly zone put over this area. Unprecedented that they would put something up like that, and unprecedented that they would let it last for 30 days. Now, I haven't seen whether or not this has been taken down since everything happened last week. Of course, Harry Reid says it's not over, so maybe that is still standing. But that's typically the type of thing they do when the president is visiting an area. I want to read you this story that was from an interview with Der Spiegel online. And this is from a drone operator who admits that he was ordered to kill countless innocent citizens, including children. He says after 6 years in the Air Force, he's starting to open up about the psychological toll that has taken on him. He says, this is Brandon Bryant, 27, from Missoula, Montana, who killed scores of innocents, and we're going to be right back. I want you to read what he said about that. You're going to want to hear this, especially if you're in the military or law enforcement. Follow your oaths. There are higher laws.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with a Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep. With all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Time for my
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about the breaking news. Now, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, who was on the show earlier, was talking about the White House counterterror chief saying that confrontational children could be terrorists. Now, at the same time, we just had a story yesterday, Papa Drudge, showing that Hillary Clinton says that she's going to be a grandmother. You know, I didn't even know that Monica Lewinsky was pregnant. But I guess she's going to be a grandmother, and she can play that loving role just in time for the 2016. Her child will be this adorable two-year-old about that time, and her grandchild. And so that'll be a nice little diversion for people to get people to vote for her, because, you know, it's all about identity. It doesn't really matter about issues anymore, or does it? I think it does. That's the discussion we're going to have. What was happening here? What was really at issue? And, of course, the other big story that we've been covering is Harry Reid talking about characterizing the people that were at the peaceful protest against the police state there at the Bundy Ranch, calling them domestic terrorists. Let's hear it straight from the turtle's mouth. Go ahead, play it.
Keep in mind what happened up there. There were hundreds of people from around the country that came there. They had sniper rifles on the freeway.
Yeah.
They had assault weapons.
That was the government, wasn't it, Harry?
And as one of the former sheriffs in Arizona said, and we had children and women lined up because if anybody got hurt, we wanted to make sure they got hurt first, because we want the federal government hurting women and children. This is the deal, and it's not a good one. So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic tourism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
There we go. That's Harry Reid saying that what happened there was domestic terrorism. Putting the lie out that women and children were being put up front. There were no children put up front. There were women that were walking amongst the crowd. The crowd had been there for quite some time, being threatened by the government to be shot the entire time. Nobody was threatening the government. I've seen pictures of one guy up on the overpass that had a gun. There were SWAT teams down there, not only pointing guns at people who were unarmed down below, but threatening to shoot if they did not leave the area. But they would not leave the area. It was either get the cattle or be the cattle. That was really the issue that was there. But if he's going to characterize these people as domestic terrorists, then what does that imply? Does that imply that they could use drones to shoot the crowd next time? Let's take a look at what a former drone operator is saying. And I was talking about this in the last segment. This is a guy who was a drone operator. This is an interview that's from Spiegel Online. Brandon Bryant, 27, from Missoula, Montana, said that he killed scores of innocents. That's what he said. He could not take orders anymore after following orders to shoot and kill a child in Afghanistan. You want to talk about really what's going on with children, Harry? Let's talk about this policy that you and Obama and many Republicans support. He knew that following the orders was wrong, but the very fact that he had been ordered to murder people who it was clear to him were innocent, it told him that he was fighting for some very bad people. He said, the very first time I fired a drone missile, he said, I killed two men instantly and cried all the way home. I felt disconnected from humanity for almost a week. I saw men, women, and children die. These moments are now like in slow motion. He said, at one point he saw a flash on the screen. This is straight out of the movie that was entered into the Paul Revere contest, American Drone, by Johan Dutoit. If I'm saying his name correctly, I apologize, Johan, if I didn't get it. Dutoit, exactly out of the movie. He sees a flash on the screen, an explosion, a building collapsing on a child right next to it. And he said he had a sick feeling in his stomach. And just like in the movie, he said, did we just kill a kid? He asked the drone operator next to him. And the other drone operator coldly said, yeah, I guess that was a kid. Now he says he can't just switch and go back to a normal life. See, there really are bad guys who really are shooting children. And they are people who are pushing the buttons and executing the policies, remote control from Washington. And it won't be that long before they start doing that to people in the U.S. They had drones out there, some people reported. They definitely had a helicopter there. They definitely had a fixed-wing plane that was circling the area. they had set the area up as a no-fly zone. Those aerial pictures that you see of the shooter on the bridge, he was such a threat to them, they would have taken him out instantly. He was a sitting duck. They were the only ones who had air support. We're going to be right back. We're going to take your calls, and we're going to talk about something that happened in Iran with a bank and a plane from America. Reported by the New York Times, so I guess we can believe it. Actually, I do believe it. We're going to be right back with that story, so stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem,
us. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
For the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
That's right, you heard President Eisenhower and his famous military. You just heard President Eisenhower and his famous military-industrial complex speech, and he was talking about the potential for misplaced power to arise, and that's exactly what happened. Now, you also heard in that clip someone talking about, Homeland Security's on a buying spree, and they are on a buying spree. And, of course, it's hollow point bullets, ammunition that is banned by the Geneva Convention for use from one army to another. But, of course, they can use those hollow point bullets against us. But, you know, there's another buying spree that's going on. I said we're going to cover some information about some developments in Iran with bankers. Listen to this. This was an article that went up today on InfoWars, and it's from Washington's blog. Bankers are behind the wars. Now, they quote on this Nomi Prinz, and to give you an idea of her qualifications, we just had her on the show yesterday. Alex Jones interviewed her yesterday. She is a former managing director of Goldman Sachs. She was the head of international analytics at Bear Stearns in London. She knows the history of banking. She understands what's going on. And she says that she's done a lot of research. She says, throughout the century that I examined, which began with the panic of 1907, the banking panic of 1907, she said what she found in looking at the archives of each president is that through many events and periods, particular banks were in constant contact with the White House, and not just about financial and economic issues, she said, but also about aspects of World War I or World War II or the Cold War. She points out that Morgan Bank funded 75% of the financing for the Allied forces during World War I, and, of course, was very heavily involved in Wilson, who pushed us into that war. She talks about World War II when Eisenhower became president in the Cold War. She says what bankers did then was they opened up hubs in areas like Cuba, in areas like Beirut and Lebanon, where the U.S. also wanted to gain a stronghold in their Cold War fight against the Soviet Union. And so the juxtaposition of finance and foreign policy were very much aligned. And then she also points out about the Bush family and their connections in World War II. The Guardians obtained confirmation from a newly discovered files in the U.S. National Archives that a firm of which Prescott Bush was director was involved in the was involved with financial architects of Nazism. Of course, that's Brown Brothers Harriman, the father of George H.W. Bush, the father of George II, and the great-grandfather of George II, and the great-grandfather of George III, George P. Bush, who's now running for office here in Texas. So we see that happen. We also know that German bankers set up Lenin and the Communist Revolution. So I thought it was very interesting. Read this history. It's a very long article up on InfoWars. It's from Washington's blog. Bankers are behind the war. behind the wars. So I saw this story from the New York Times that came out yesterday, and it says, Iran gets an unlikely visitor, an American plane, but no one seems to know why. Now, this is witnessed by a New York Times reporter who was in the capital of Iran, Tehran. On Tuesday morning, Iran had an unlikely visitor, a plane owned by the Bank of Utah, a community bank in Ogden that has 13 branches throughout the state. Bearing a small American flag on its tail, the aircraft was parked in a highly visible section of the airport in Tehran. Now, this is the New York Times. You can believe them. A lot of people would discount it. Snopes would discount it if we reported this. But this is the New York Times, and I do believe this. Frankly, I do believe it. And a lot of the people who would normally push back on this, they probably won't, hopefully. But I'll listen to some of the other things that are interesting about this. That plane is held in a trust by a bank in Utah. One of the executives at the bank said, we have no idea why the plane was at the airport. Now, the New York Times asked the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, who is enforcing sanctions against Iran, what was an American plane doing there, a plane that belongs to an American bank? They declined comment. They then asked the Iranian officials. They also declined comment. Because, you see, if an American plane is going to go to Iran when it's under sanctions, it would have to have prior approval from the U.S. government. Now, it gets very interesting because they follow this trail. They can't get anybody to say what it's doing there, but we know what has historically happened. We know that bankers are behind the wars. It's just one more evidence of that, and it brings up a question as to what's going to change now in Iran. Who knows? But we also know what's going on here in America. We know that there is graft and corruption that is behind this Agenda 21-type movement that we see developing in Nevada. We see that it's being spun by people as they were trespassers. They didn't own the property. They never said they owned the property. They owned grazing rights. They owned water rights. They were not trespassing. We just had a court decision from another federal judge last summer. Similar case with a rancher, similar rights. They tried to get him on trespass charges. It was thrown out by a federal appeals court. This federal judge last summer said he was ashamed of the federal courts, of the federal actions that the bureaucracies took. It's exactly what is happening here. People need to understand that property rights are fundamental to our civil rights, and they're able to divide people based on left and right alliances who don't really understand that. But I wanted to play where this is really headed. Now it's escalated even more. The beginning of the week, you just had some of the media, led by Glenn Beck, trying to hang the label of sovereign citizen on the Bundy family. And that was never what he was saying. Glenn Beck and the people that work for him know very well, or at least they certainly should know by now, that when you call somebody a sovereign citizen, if you ask somebody, as they did, are you a member of the sovereign citizen movement? Because that's what I hear you saying. When they do that, they are labeling him as a domestic terrorist. And Harry Reid has picked up that narrative. Listen to what he said yesterday.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are in a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
Yeah, he repeated that a couple of times just to make sure that you get that. Just like Glenn Beck early in the week kept repeating the sovereign citizen label. You hang that on somebody, they have been training for years with law enforcement that anybody they label as a sovereign citizen is someone who is an immediate threat to law enforcement. That's what was the dangerous game that he was playing earlier this week, Glenn Beck. Now we see Harry Reid picking up the narrative and calling everybody there domestic terrorists. Let's take some of your calls here. We've got Paul in New Jersey. You wanted to talk about the attack on farms. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we've been taken over a long time ago, 100-year anniversary last year of the banker takeover.
That's right. That's right.
And we are essentially communists and don't know it.
Yep.
You got the income tax. You got the it's unbelievable. But
Paul, are you a farmer?
Attack? Huh?
Are you a farmer, Paul?
No, I'm a farmer in the city.
Okay.
But
farmer in spirit. Good.
Yeah, well, but see, what happened is the income tax is actually unlawful, according to, you know, anybody with an occupation, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, are not liable for that tax. But they entrap you. Once you sign that 1040 form on the penalty of perjury, you are accepting the tax.
Yeah, you know, we had an interesting story here that I led off with at the beginning of the first hour where Donald Rumsfeld said this week, the day before everybody filed their returns on the 15th, he said on the 14th, he said, every year I send my taxes to the IRS and I enclose a letter saying I have no idea whether or not this is true or not. So he evidently he signs because they would come back and make it. Maybe they don't make Donald Rumsfeld sign his tax forms because, you know, most of these guys, they don't make pay taxes either. But he said that they're known unknowns, that he doesn't really know. It's too complicated. He can't decide about that. This is a guy who's supposed to be pretty smart. He was Secretary of Defense twice. He's both the youngest and the oldest Secretary of Defense we had. And yet he says he can't understand what's going on with that. But we see the federal government coming after people who don't want to be compelled to make a signed confession of anything because we have constitutional protections against that. But that doesn't stop them, does it, Paul?
Another thing is you got to get a film called Freedom to Fascism. That'll tell you all about the income tax.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unlawful, but they entrap you with the UCC.
Yeah, we had a case just this last November where a lady did not want to sign her income tax return. The IRS filled it out, and actually the number that they came up with was zero. And but she still refused to say it. They took her to court, and they had the judge actually tell the jury they were going to hold them in, hold her in contempt. They said the judge told them, it doesn't matter if what I'm telling you is unlawful. It doesn't matter if what I'm telling you is unconstitutional. Do it or you're going to be in contempt. Well, this is the way we roll it back. We heard earlier that Judge Andrew Napolitano said the people are not the servants. The people are the masters. Well, how do we do that? We have to get mastery of the law. That's how we have to do that. Well, how do we get mastery of the law if we've got bureaucracies in Washington that are never elected, so you can't unelect them? They're unaccountable. They persist between Republican administrations going to Democrat administrations and on and on and on. They're there forever. They're writing their own laws. They're writing their own regulations, which have the force of law. They're now up to like 28,000 pages. A few years ago, a guy wrote an article in one of the publications, the 10,000 commandments. It's way beyond that now. It's approaching 30,000 commandments from the government. How do we get these people under control? I think one of the key things that we have to do, because we cannot count on some hero, Captain America, to get elected president. We can't even count on that at the federal level. We have to exercise the division of power that we have as the people in juries. We have to demand, we have to request jury trials, and we have to stand for each other, just as people stood for Clive and Bundy at the ranch about his property, stood with him about his rights. We have to stand for each other. We have to not be intimidated by these judges who are illegally instructing people that they are not to judge the law, but only the facts as presented to them. You were there as a juror to judge and to see that justice is done. And if that means that you're going to strike down and ignore an unconstitutional law or a penalty that you think is draconian, you have an obligation to do it. And that's exactly what happened in that tax trial. And they had one juror, that's all it takes, one out of 12, about 8%, to stand up to that and say no. That's what we have to do. There was a very few number of people relatively that were there at the Bundy Ranch. And of the people that were there, most of them were up on the overpass. They weren't down at the bottom. But a few people, if they're determined to stand up for the right thing, can do it. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Billy in California. Billy, you got something to say about the Bundy situation?
How you doing, David Knight? I wanted to talk about on Monday, you had said something about how when the rhetoric was coming out from the mainstream media, like, don't go out there, you know, you guys are going to cause a revolutionary war, you're going to cause a civil war, you're going to cause shooting and violence. You had brought up a point that says don't listen to that because that's just a bunch of rhetoric to make people, to give us like a chilling effect.
Yes.
And it clicked when you said that. That reminds me of the whole Snowden thing. Was the whole Snowden thing a big false flag just to give us a chilling effect so the government can tell us now openly, we know what you're doing, we're following you, we're doing facial scans, we're doing all these, we're looking at your emails. I mean, it seems like it was a big false flag.
Well, you know, you always have to worry about things like that. And, you know, we had these reports that were coming out from Homeland Security saying they're just going to stand down and give you guys the cattle because they just want to get everybody's cell phone numbers. They want to get everybody's pictures in the database. It's like, come on, they're already doing that. We already know that they're doing that. If that's the lesson we're going to take from the Snowden leaks, that we need to stand down because they're watching us, we've lost. We've lost. We've lost our backbone. We've lost our dignity as human beings. We have to stand up. That's when they say that they're looking at what we're doing and they say they're monitoring us. They say they're putting us on lists. That's all the more reason to get in their faces. We have to take this back. We cannot be intimidated about this. Whatever their motivations were, certainly the government wants us to know that they are watching us. That's a large part of what's going on with all of this. They want to intimidate people. They're always doing predictive programming. They do it through the movies. They do it through press releases. They can do it through leaks. Many people have said that they believe that that's what's behind this. May very well be. The question is, what are we going to do with the information? A lot of people will criticize InfoWars for exposing what their plans are, what they're doing. We have to wake people up to see what's going on. And if their lesson is that they're going to back down and not doing anything, that's not acceptable. We have to stand up. And that's the thing about the Bundy Ranch that got me excited was that people finally stood up and took to take back their rights. Thank you, Billy, in California. Let's go to Cody in Utah. Cody?
Hi, David. Hi. First time calling here, I wanted to congratulate you on the coverage of that we got to see at the Bundy Ranch.
No, don't congratulate me. Listen, we've got to go to a break. I hear the music coming in. Hang on, I'll pick you up right after the commercial break. Yeah, please, I appreciate the encouragement, but you know what? It was the Bundys that have been fighting this for 20 years. It was the Bundys who had the calm resolve to lead people peacefully to stand up to the police state. They're the ones that we need to thank. I would like to see those guys, any of them.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You take a mortal man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls right here in this segment. I wanted to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Pro One. And we have a special right now at the Alex Jones, InfoWars store. The ProPure Traveler is 25% off. Today is the last day of that sale. Now, you know, one of the things that I realized standing out there in the sun for the long time that we were there was one of the most vital things for your survival is water. You can't go very long without water. We have a very complicated, very fragile infrastructure. If you're going to make preparations in case something happens to the infrastructure, and you should, one of the key things you need to do is prepare for your water needs to make sure you've got a clean source of water. And even before the infrastructure collapses, and let's hope that it doesn't, it still filters out fluoride, and if you're on well water, it gets rid of glyphosate, because that's something you really need to worry about if you're on well water, because people who are using Roundup, that's the chemical in Roundup, that can seep down and get its way into the water supply system. So today, ProPure Traveler, 25% off. This is the last day, and you'll find that at our store. Now, I was just talking to Cody in Utah, and we had to go to a commercial break. Cody, go ahead. Tell the audience what you were thinking.
Well, I was thinking, I've been following the Clive and Bundy story for a little while now, and I had listened to the show on Monday, and then I listened to the Glenn Beck show later that day. And Glenn Beck, it's just been really bothering me how he's been, you know, trying to deface us and deface any peaceful movement and call it, you know, saying that we're the violent ones, that, you know, we weren't pointing any guns at anybody. We had guns pointed at us, you know. It's just funny how he can cowardly say that we are the ones that are portraying this deadly revolution. He was asking, what are we going to do, even if we did have a revolution? What would we even do? You know?
Yeah, I was very surprised at the tack that he took. He had an article early in the week that was 7 points that he went down. Every single one of them sounded like the talking points from Bureau of Land Management press releases that I had gone to. They had teleconferences, and we listened to their stuff, and it was like, this is not what's going on at all. This is just mindless propaganda. He was repeating that stuff and going beyond it. As I mentioned, he hung the label of sovereign citizen on Mr. Bundy, which is not at all what he was saying. He was saying that the local law enforcement is sovereign there. And that's, as Texas Representative Stockman has pointed out, that's what the federal law says, that if they're going to go in and use force anywhere, they need to contract with local law enforcement to get this done. But it wasn't just in that area. It was like, are you seriously defending Harry Reid and saying he's not involved in graft and corruption? Look at the ENN deal for 9,000 acres where ENN got that for 10 cents on the dollar. That's a done deal. And you can look at all of these solar mitigation plants, the fact that they pointed directly to the Bundy Ranch as essentially their carbon credit for these solar projects. Harry Reid has revived the ENN project in the past when it was faltering. He may do that again. Maybe that's what he was talking about when he said it's not over. Who knows? But he came out and he stepped it up again. Let's play that clip real quick for people, the one where he accuses people of being domestic terrorists.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism.
There you
terrorism.
Go. There you go. Domestic terrorism. And, of course, that was the narrative that was being sold on Glenn Beck's channel. But one of the things that really amazed me was that one of his seven talking points, one of them was, this is about the turtles. If he had read the book that has his name on it about Agenda 21, he would know that Agenda 21 is part of this. But he didn't present anything fairly in that. Very disappointing. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some more of your calls right after the break. Stay tuned.
Texas Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging.